Welcome to the Know Before You Go Travel Show, where we share all the latest travel tips, tricks, and insights to make your next vacation the best one yet. So sit back, relax, grab a cocktail, and enjoy the show with Peniak Travel's George Peniak and our senior travel consultant, Janet Peniak.
What is up, everybody?
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back to another edition of the Know Before You Go Travel Show, and we've got a special show for you today, and thank you so much for tuning in with us. We are live from St. Lucia. We are sitting in our suite at Latak Sandals, Regency Latak. We're looking over the Caribbean Sea. It is a fantastic looking day. And
yeah.
And I love this room. I don't know. I love the room we have.
I do love this room, yeah.
Right when you walk in, you just immediately see
the ocean. Yeah.
And it is, this is actually the same room we had on our honeymoon, right?
It's the same room category. Yes. So we are in the Sunset Bluff Ocean View one bedroom butler suite with balcony soaking tub. So we last stayed in this room category 10 and a half years ago, and they did not have the soaking tubs on the balcony then. They refurbished this entire building. I believe it was 2015. And yeah, I love the room. It's, the views from up here are just stunning.
And the breeze that you get.
Yeah.
Like you get this really nice breeze off the Caribbean Sea, the sunset. The sunset's right over here. So this resort faces the west, I believe, because the sunsets are incredible.
Yeah.
So anyways, now we're here. We're having a great time. Feels fantastic to be back in St. Lucia and really back at Latak. I mean,
yeah.
we were here in 2018
was the last time that we stayed at this resort. It's about, it was September 2018. So about 4.5 years ago was the last time that we stayed here.
Yeah. And so what was really cool, and I think this is kind of a testament to Sandals as a whole, is last night we were coming back from dinner and we ran into our butler near the butler's lounge.
Yep.
And they get off at 10 p.m. I think their shift,
yeah,
shift ends at 10. And we were talking to our butler, and we were talking about how much we loved our butlers that we had on our original stay 10
yeah,
and a half years ago. And turns out both of the butlers we had from 10 and a half years ago are still here today.
Yes.
And I thought that was really cool. And
one of them, so she called, one of them, Gilbert, was on vacation, but Trisha is still here. And so our butler last night called Trisha so she could come up. She said she remembered us, but who knows?
I mean, she's probably had thousands
yeah,
of guests.
I'm not expecting her to. But yeah, it was really cool to see her. And she's had a baby since then. And it's just, it's cool.
Yeah. It really is a testament to, you know, I know like labor's tough for everybody, but that's special that you come to a place and like the same staff has been here for over a decade, you
yeah,
know?
And well, just, and one of our butlers, yeah, she had been here, 20 years?
Yeah.
30 years?
Something crazy.
I think since they opened.
Since 93. I think that's when Sandals took over the property. It must have been something else. I bet you it was two separate resorts because it is so widespread. By the way, that's another thing I like about this resort is how spread out it is. You don't feel like you're at a resort because it is a bunch of little villages all throughout the cliffside.
Yeah. It does not have a hotel feel at all.
Does not have a hotel feel. And we are on a volcanic island. St. Lucia has a lot of peaks and valleys, a lot of kind of rocky coastline. The beach sand, which you'll see in our vlog, is a little bit darker. It's volcanic beach ash sand. I guess you can call it beach ash sand. I don't know. Whatever it is. But it's a different kind of sand.
Yeah. You don't get bright white sand, crystal clear blue waters that you get in, like, say, the Bahamas or Antigua, but it's still beautiful beach and beautiful blue clear water. So
yeah. But anyways, we're sitting here in our suite. We're having a great time. We leave tomorrow. We've been here for 3 nights already. We have our 4th night, and it was really good to come back and see the changes that they've made
and to hear about what they are doing.
Yes.
The upcoming changes. So we'll kind of give you just a little brief overview, and then we're going to do a deep dive podcast whenever we get back. So stay tuned for that, like in a week or two. But so getting here to St. Lucia, just kind of go, I'll go over that with you. There's a few flights a day from the U.S., Miami, Charlotte, certain days of the week. Atlanta has some direct flights, JFK as well. And I know Dallas had introduced some direct flights certain days of the week last year. I'm not sure if they're still doing that. But just to give you an idea on how long it takes to get to St. Lucia. So it's about a 3.5 hour flight from Miami, about four and a half from Charlotte.
Yep.
And where this resort is on the north coast. So then it's about an hour and a half ride from the airport. There are a couple of transfer options, one of which we did take advantage of, which we'll give you a little preview of our thoughts on it, but we'll talk more about it in further detail on the next podcast. But there's a ferry transfer.
So that takes you by boat.
Yes.
You can go by boat, by air, or by ground.
Yes. Yeah. Or you can take a helicopter. So this time we did the ferry transfer, and we loved it so much, we booked it for the return. So
yeah, no, it was, you know, we didn't know what it was going to be like. You know, it's kind of a new service here on the island. It's a new
business.
It's
been here like 2 years, yeah.
Oh, only, okay, well, that's pretty new.
Yeah, it's still fairly new.
And one of the owners actually lives in North Carolina, we found out, which is pretty cool. But anyway, so that was a new thing. We're like, all right, we're going to try this out. And honestly, it was really cool.
Yes, loved every minute of that. So we'll go into that in further detail on the next podcast. But so we got here at like 5:30 Friday night.
Yep.
And then, you know, so far, I mean, service has been really good. Food has been really good. They're doing some updates around the property to some of the buildings and the golf course, which we'll go into on the next podcast. But
a lot of things are changing here.
Yes. Yeah.
They're changing. Some of the things was a little curveball, but yeah, we'll go when we get back and kind of digest our notes and everything, we'll do a deep dive on this resort.
And we're going to tour some rooms later today.
Yeah. We're going to see some rooms and see some more of the updates, things that may have changed since 2018. And this is what good travel agents do. We get out, we see what's going on. We get a real good feel for what the future will look like at these resorts. And this is why we travel as much as we do. And we'll have a really good vlog coming out on this as well. So again, guys, subscribe to that YouTube channel. If you want to visualize the content, visualize what we're seeing. It's all going to be on video there on the YouTube channel. So go check that out.
Yeah. So one of the great perks about this resort, and actually any of the Sandals, is you have access. There's three Sandals here, and no matter which one you stay at, you have access to all three, and there's complimentary transportation that runs between them every 2 hours. So we have not utilized that on this trip, but that is an option for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So overall, just to kind of high level what the experience has been so far, it's been really good.
Yeah.
The service has been good. Haven't had a bad meal here. I mean, the butler service has been fantastic. Like, yes. I remember, like, it's kind of reminding me why we were wowed when we first, this was the first all-inclusive we ever went to 10 and a half years ago before we were even in the business.
This is kind of like what spawned our love of travel. And ultimately, less than a year later, is when I got into travel.
Yeah. So. And so you've been in it now 9.5 years. But yeah, this was our first all-inclusive we visited on our honeymoon. And yeah, it got us hooked. We had cruised before, but we never had an experience like this. And so, yeah, this kind of spawned Pignac Travel. You can say this resort has a lot to do with it.
Yes. Yeah. And this island, too.
Oh, I love this island. Oh, my gosh.
St. Lucia is so special. It is such a beautiful island. I mean, there's something for everyone here. It is the Hawaii of the Caribbean.
It really is. Like, I feel like these tall palm trees and the rocky coastline, I mean, you are in Hawaii. That's what it feels like. But you don't have to fly across the world.
Right. Yeah. It's very lush, very green. We love this island so much, we named our dog after it.
Yeah, we have a dog named Lucia. But you know what else is crazy? I thought this island had a lot more people. But I found out one of the locals, I think the guy the guy on the boat.
Yeah.
The guy on the transfer told us that about 180, I think he said 187,000.
Yeah.
180, 190, which is a little bit bigger than
Grenada. And he said it was, what, 20 miles wide, 14 miles wide, 20 miles long or something?
Yeah, 27 miles long, 14 miles wide, I think, which is not very big.
It's not a very big island, but it's very mountainous, so it's not like it's just a straight shot to get around.
Yeah, but if you follow along on our Instagram, you've probably been following our stories. You probably saw a little bit about that transfer service, the ferry.
Yeah.
Really cool. Like, we can't say enough good things about that. The staff was friendly. They don't serve rum. It's just beer and wine.
Yeah.
But if you want to snag a mini bottle in the airport or something, yeah, you feel free to do that.
Yeah, that's what we did. We prepared, and it was funny. There was actually another lady on there. She brought a whole bottle of champagne with her. So
it's fun. That's how they do it in the islands here.
Yeah. But I love this property. We'll talk a lot more on the podcast about who we think this is the perfect fit for.
Yeah.
And then,
honestly, the vibes have changed a little bit
here.
The
vibes are a lot different than our last time here.
Yeah.
So, I'll just say it's a little bit quieter of a resort than it once was.
It's a little bit quieter. Yeah. It's a little bit more kind of low key, has more of a relaxed, chill vibe.
Yeah.
where I think before it was maybe a mix of both.
It had a good mix of both. Yeah.
We'll dive into why we feel that way on our next podcast. But, you know, it's got the Cricketers Pub. I enjoyed the pub last night. They had March Madness on. You know, I've got a couple games that I've picked, and everyone's watching their brackets. So that was fun. And, you know, I like being in this area, too, because I like being close to the Butler pool.
Yeah.
I like the other pool, but I think I like this Butler pool a little bit better.
I love this pool over here better. Yeah.
And the Italian restaurant, the steak last night was really good.
Yeah, that steak was really good.
Yeah, I had a really good steak at the Italian restaurant last night. But, you know, I think this resort is still a fantastic value.
Yes.
Like the price you're going to pay
for
an exotic destination like St. Lucia. And, you know, we actually had a question not too long ago. It was like, you know, why is St. Lucia in general so much more than Punta Cana or Cancun?
Yeah.
It's like, well, we did a whole podcast on that, but especially when you get here, you really realize why you're paying more. I mean, it is just an incredible place.
Yeah, it's part of it is just the destination.
Flights,
the airfare and everything in general is just more expensive. So.
Yeah. But anyways, we're having a fantastic time. I mean, today's our last full day. We're going to tour some rooms, do the travel agent thing. If you're here, feel free to say hey to us. If you see us, flag us down. We'll probably be at the Butler Pool today.
Yes.
I'd imagine. And so swing by and say hey if you're any of our listeners are here. Usually our last few trips we've run into at least one listener. So
I know, which has been pretty cool.
I think we do have a client here, I believe.
Yes, we do.
And they may have come from the podcast, if I remember.
I believe so.
So anyways, we have a lot of... You guys are the best. We have a lot of clients from the podcast, and you guys are just incredible. But yeah, we'll probably get back to the home office on... We'll get back tomorrow, late tomorrow. We'll probably do a podcast on Thursday.
Well, I wouldn't be that ambitious, but it will be at some point in the next week. We may table the deep dive for another week, but we'll see. We have a lot to cover. There is so much to talk about with this resort just because it's our third time here and, you know, it has just changed and they're doing a lot of updates too. So I'm excited to tell you guys all about that.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of updates. I was surprised by that. There were a couple surprises, like things that we didn't know that were going on that we realized were happening when we showed up.
Yeah.
You know, and honestly, all of it's for the good from what I can tell.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
But you know what? One thing about this place, I think this place has the best sunsets out of any San Luis resort out there. The one in, actually, Montego Bay has really nice sunsets. Or South Coast.
Both. Montego Bay and Negril and South Coast.
But the sunsets here are just like...
Sunsets here are amazing.
And they have this new...
I think I posted the video you took last night, but it was the most perfect sunset.
Oh my gosh. And they have like this patio area now that you can sit at and watch the sunset. They need to put a bar there.
Yeah, they definitely...
They need like a little sunset bar. That would be so cool. Yeah. I don't know why they don't have that, but... That would be a nice upgrade that this resort could do.
Absolutely.
While they're doing all the upgrades that are going on right now.
Right.
I mean, I say all, though. There's not that much, but...
No, there's a few.
There's some long-term stuff. That's some pretty big stuff happening here over the next probably year and a half.
Yeah, and the golf course, I will go ahead and just tell you, the golf course is currently closed, and they've been saying there's no timeline on that reopening. Just to give you an update, we talked to the sales manager. The timeline is it's going to be a while. So
it's going
to
be a while.
Don't come here thinking that you're going to have 9 holes to play golf because you're not for quite some time.
Yeah, and I did play this course back in 2018, and it's Caribbean golf. It's not, you know, it was like a municipal style course for those like diehard golfers out there. You kind of know what I'm talking about. It's not like you would go to Sandals Exuma. Yeah. And Emerald Bay, Exuma, and Exuma Bahamas. That course is like PGA quality, very good greens, very good fairways. Like they have an event there every year.
Yeah.
This course would never, like, it's night and day difference. Like this one was more of like your local municipal course, probably in your hometown.
Yeah.
Which everyone knows your muni courses, they call them munis, just not the same.
Yeah.
You know, not the same, but we'll see what happens. I would think if they're going to shut it down for that long and do some updates that they're going to make it a special 9-hole course.
Yeah, so. We'll see. So
love to see they squeeze 18 holes. That would be cool. If they could
I don't think there's enough room.
Yeah.
And they're going to be adding rooms over in that area. So yeah. I don't think there's.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to spoil the full review too much here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyways.
No, but we have a lot. We have so much to cover on this. It's going to be a great episode when we get it out to you guys in probably, anywhere from the next like 3 to 10 days.
Absolutely. So stay tuned. Subscribe. Follow the podcast. If you're, I think you don't subscribe to the podcast. I think you follow it now.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. It seems like on Apple, you just click the plus. Click the plus if you're on Apple. Follow us on Spotify. I think we have a lot of our listeners on Apple, Spotify, and Google Play. iHeartRadio, wherever you're listening to us, whenever you're listening to us. We hope you guys are having a fantastic week. And please subscribe to the show and the podcast. We really, really appreciate it, especially if you're learning something new. And I think this will lead us to question of the day.
Question of the day.
All right. What everyday item is poorly designed, but we all just sort of accept it? This is right off Ask Reddit, and I've got a couple that I want to talk about. I've got beef with some of the engineering on some of the products that I've used.
I would say, like, in general, appliances today are not made like they were, like, 20 years ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're especially if you're buying low. Well, I mean, there's some high-end appliances out there.
You know, yeah, but I mean, you know, like, your everyday, like, fridge doesn't last like they used to.
You know what the worst is? These ironing boards in the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't use them correctly, but those are some of those, like, especially, like, I don't want to bash any hotel chain, but just any, like, any Hyatt, Marriott, like, name any hotel in America, mass chain. That ironing board, when you open that up, it sounds like you're killing a dog.
Oh my gosh.
It screeches horribly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then I feel like I'm waking the neighbors up. Because when I had my corporate job, I would travel a lot. And literally, like, every morning, I, like, you know, 5:30, so whatever time I had to wake up and iron my clothes, I'd open that thing. It was like,
yeah.
And, like, I'm just like, oh, God, like, who made this? This is the biggest POS ever.
And I know what your other one is.
And that's not even my number one. My number one, I've got real beef.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Real beef with the engineering of a weed whacker.
Yeah.
The most poorly designed product in mankind history is that little valve thing at the bottom of a weed eater.
Yeah.
That pulls the string out.
Yeah. George has literally thrown it across the yard before.
Yes. I've given up on landscaping. That pushed me to hire a landscaper. That one poorly designed product alone. The weed eater with the dang ball valve thing at the bottom that spits out the cord, because you never get it long enough or it's too short, and then God forbid you run out of cord and you actually have to put a new set of, like, cord in it.
Yeah.
And it's awful. I've whacked my leg before. You've seen me on the ring cam slinging the POS across the front yard, and I'm done.
Yeah.
And now I've retired from landscaping. My career is over. And we have one weed eater casualty along the way.
And George is no longer using that. Yeah.
No. But whoever's out there, if you're an engineer right now and you want to innovate a product, the weed eater is prime for innovation. If someone would come up with just a simple weed eater that can eliminate that string system, my God, that would just be fantastic. Call me up. I'll invest. I have personal beef.
Well, I think that's the show. If you want any more information on anything that you've heard today, please feel free to reach out. You can sign into our DMs, go to PennyAckTravel.com, click request a quote. It comes directly to us. Or just give us a call, 1-800-674-3278. And stay tuned. We have so much to cover. There's so many updates to cover about this resort. So stay tuned for that podcast, like I said, in probably the next 3 to 10 days.
Yeah, and thanks for letting me rant. You didn't stop me there. I didn't get that. We're kind of in the island, so you're just vibing right now. You just let that rant go.
Yeah.
And people like it. Someone just commented recently to let me continue. Let me go.
Well, we'll see. Oh, but anyways, I would say that is a show, so we will catch you guys next time.
All right. See you next time.